You've been together for years. He loves you so much. He's kind and he's sweet. He makes you smile and he makes you laugh. He buys you jewelry and he brings you flowers for no reason. He's so wonderful. He's so caring. And he always tells you how beautiful you are. How special. He treats you so well, and all of your friends are so jealous of your perfect relationship. But it's not perfect, is it? He makes love to you, sweet and gentle. He fucks you in the moonlight-bathed bed you've always made love in, safe and warm. He kisses your neck, stares into your eyes, tells you how good you feel. He holds your hand, and again, he whispers how much he loves you. He makes you come, softly and slowly. He finishes and falls asleep with you in his arms. But you stay wide awake, don't you? I know you do. I know you stay awake, and in those sleepless moments, I'm all you can think about. Don't you dare feel guilty about it. Don't you dare. The only thing I want you to feel is your pussy. My pretty little plaything. Getting wetter and wetter as you picture how good I fuck you. Try. Try to keep your hands off yourself, little girl, when you think about what I do to you. I know you can't. How tight I yank your hair. And how hard I slap your ass. How deep I sink my teeth into your flesh. How I take and how I use every fucking inch of you. Do you think it feels so good because you know I don't give a fuck about you? Is that what makes you come so hard? Turns your pretty little panties into a sopping wet mess? That I treat you like a cheap whore? Deep down, you know, when I tell you you were made to be used. Darling, you know I'm right. That's why you keep coming back for more and more. Every week, like clockwork, when everyone thinks you're out volunteering, when they think you're working, you're getting fucked by me in that dirty shithole of a bar. Fucked like a whore in a bathroom stall. Used like a fucking slut on that dirty carpet in the bathroom. Bent over and wrecked on the pool table. That's when we found out you liked being watched, remember? Can you still feel those bloodshot eyes on you? The smell of sweat and stale beer in the air as I sunk my fingers into the flesh of your hips. The way I pounded your cunt with as many fingers as I could fit. Savage and deep. The sounds of flesh smacking flesh only drowned out by those hard animal grunts you were letting out. I bet you didn't even know you were capable of making sounds like that. I know you didn't think you could come that fucking hard. How many fingers are you pushing into your greedy little pussy right now, picturing it? That's right. Work that cunt like the filthy little slut you are. Feel that coarse felt on your tits, do you remember? Trying to regain your composure with your panties around your ankles. You stayed like that. Ass red, clit swollen, bent over that pool table in full display of everyone until I told you, get the fuck out. We're closing. So you went home, and you got into that same bed that you're in right now. The difference is, that time, you were satisfied. You are completely spent. Unlike right now, where you are just empty, frustrated. I know you won't take long to come for me. Squeeze your pretty little eyes and think about the first time I fucked you. I knew what you wanted. No need. That moment you opened your eager whore mouth. You told me you never cheated before as I pulled you into the women's room. But you were so eager, so obedient. Then when I made you get on your knees in that bathroom stall, you opened your mouth right up, didn't you? You took your pretty little fingers, slid my panties to the side, and latched on. My eyes locked on yours as you felt me come. You drank every drop of me. Your pretty little chin was so wet. I could see how much it turned you on. I knew from that moment I could do whatever the fuck I wanted to you. And we both knew that you were mine. Did you come yet, little girl? I know you did. And it was so much better than when he fucked you, wasn't it? You feel complete now, don't you? Finally satisfied that pretty little pussy. That's because you know what you are. You're not some sweet little princess to be adored. No, he will never do it like I do. Now you go to sleep. Think about the next time you walk into that bar. I'll be right there waiting.